غوصل ورا كصدقة وسما فيها كصدقة خواجة.
The Makhdoom Ali Mahimi Mosque is in the heart of one of Mumbai's largest Muslim neighborhoods. 21-year-old Yusuf Ahmed has just finished his Friday prayers at the mosque. Like many of Mumbai's Muslims, he's keeping a close eye on the investigation into last week's attack, especially as more and more evidence surfaces, suggesting that an Islamist militant group within Pakistan may have masterminded it. Like many Muslims here, he's calling for stern action by India against those behind the three-day siege.
Police are investigating the case. We should, I think, believe them. I think, yeah, they should be punished. The most important thing about our religion is that we should not kill any innocent people.
Islamic leaders in Mumbai have held peace marches and set limits on Eid celebrations next week, in part to distance themselves from Islamist extremists blamed for the attacks. They've called on India to stop peace talks with Pakistan until it hands over the leaders of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Islamist militant group that some reports have linked to the Mumbai assault. Muslims make up about 15% of Mumbai's more than 14 million people. At the Mumbai police headquarters, police chief Rakesh Maria played down reports in the Indian media that more attackers were at large. Asked if he felt sure that only 10 assailants carried out the siege, he had this to say.
See, there is interrogation of the arrested accused, number one. Number two, statements of witnesses in the fishing village from where they are supposed to have moored the dinghy and come in. And three, there are certain documents which we have recovered on the basis of the documents we are saying that.
Maria said investigators continue to examine the possibility that the gunman may have had help from operatives within the city. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Mumbai.